Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever, whenever you're listening to this. This is Ron Barr tuning in for another one, and I'm super excited for this one. I'm going to go into not something like a topic in terms of teaching something, but some of my learning lessons from my fitness facility and some of the things that I would have done differently. So I don't really have this scripted out, but I kind of want to just be open, honest, vulnerable, and candid with you guys. So if some of you may know, I used to own a fitness facility. It was doing phenomenal until it wasn't, until COVID happened and we were deemed not necessary. And what ended up happening was we actually shut down our fitness facility because we knew COVID was going to last a lot longer than it was. And by we, I meant my significant other. She's super smart. And she said, Ryan, this is going to last a lot longer than you think. And I said, no, let's keep going. We can wait this out for our members. We can kind of do this for our members and wait it out for their sake. And I said that around probably June time of 2020. And we closed our fitness facility down in March of 2020, like from the public. And then we fully shut down in September of 2020. And right now I'm shooting this podcast and gyms are still not, or podcast and video, and gyms are not open where I'm at. So Canada, Ontario, Toronto area isn't open till about, it's about June 2021. So it's been another 8 months, if I'm doing my math correctly, right? So my significant other was right. It's going to last a lot longer and gyms weren't deemed necessary. And I don't see them opening up anytime soon, which is kind of frustrating on my end, but I can't keep banging my head against the wall. Now, some of the lessons that I learned first and foremost would be like, I just learned how to speak to clients, right? I went to school for fitness and health. I study it. I live it. I eat it. I sleep it. I design fitness equipment. I worked at community centers. I worked for a private gym. I worked for a fitness installation company. Like I loved it and I wanted to know every single area of it. And so when I had my own clients, I tried to share all the techno babble. So all the mumbo jumbo, I think they wanted to hear like Krebs cycle and adenosine triphosphate or the, you know, our AT, you know, all these terms that they didn't want to learn. Right. And so I learned I had to really, for lack of a better term, dumb things down. Right. I learned how to speak more simply. I remember it was so difficult for me to actually teach exercises like squat and deadlift and all those things. It may seem easy on the outside, but it's very difficult to teach someone that's never done those things before. And so I remember teaching those things and it was so difficult for me not trying to use difficult terms. Now that I've trained thousands of people, I can literally explain how to do a workout with 3 to 4 words. And that took me a long time. And that took a lot of effort, right? I remember when I first did it, I was teaching one of my PT clients. She was new to it. And I was actually telling this story the other day. She was doing a deadlift and she had a rounded back. And I could not give her the cues, the proper cues to straighten her back. I just didn't know. And I thought to myself, wow, I'm a horrible teacher. So I'm a way better teacher now, a way better weight loss coach. I'm just way better at it because I know the thinkings of where you're coming from because I've been there, right? I literally have a videos of me with a rounded back, right? And all those things. So just learning how to teach better. That was a huge learning experience from owning my fitness facility. And the ability to actually meet my client where they're at. Right? I want to teach my clients and I want to teach my friends and my family all about longevity, all about these things, right? I want to teach them about proper macros, way to sleep, the way to eat, the way to drink, all those things, right? I'm super passionate about, but they don't want those things. What my clients want is to tone up, to lose weight, to do all those things. So instead of me trying to make them meet me where I'm at, I meet them where they're at, right? So I actually come and I walk all the way over to them metaphorically. And I actually go say, let's get you toned. Let's get you, let's make you lose some weight. And as soon as you trust me, and as soon as there's some respect built, I bring you over to the other side, a more longevity, right? So it's like a pendulum. You're all the way over to the left. And then I'm trying to bring you all the way over to the right. Right? I'm trying to bring you over to the healthy side of things. And that's okay. I'm okay with meeting you where you're at. When I first started, I didn't want to meet anybody where they're at. I'm like, you either do it my way or no way. And that's definitely no way to run a business, right? Some other things that I learned were that you cannot expect your business to actually be a substitute for friendship, if that makes any sense. Like, your business has to be good. You can't try to be friends with people and hope that being friendly with them instead of getting the results is what they're going to want. People want to see results. People want to see the actual end result. And being friendly is great. Being service oriented is great, but you have to actually have the package, the result for them, right? So I really understood that. And I really focused more on actually delivering things to people, right? My significant other, she was my partner in the fitness facility as well. She always used to say, if I had more time, I'd write you a shorter letter, right? And so if I had more time with each and every single client, I'd be shorter and shorter with them, because the less and more simple I give you, the easier it is to understand, right? In addition, you don't need to keep dumping money into the business in order to see your clients prosper, right? We were a weight loss business. We were a coaching business in person, and you don't need to dump money into the business. All you need to do is actually spend some money on marketing, spend some money on actually yourself to look good, and make sure that you're on top of your game, because sometimes, especially in the fitness industry, and I'm sure I always hear this with contractors, it's like they are always working on everybody else's house, but then they leave theirs last, right? So it's the same thing with like a fitness person, right? I was always working on everybody else's house, metaphorically, right? And I left mine last, right? So I would actually have reinvested more time and energy into myself. But on the other side of that, I'm just being really critical on myself. We still purchased and bought a lot of coaches and invested a lot of energy into ourselves. And I would never take that back, right? A lot of these, if you guys are watching on video, we have a YouTube channel as well. So we do the podcast and the YouTube channel. Everything in the background here is all my certifications, all that fun stuff. Certifications mean nothing. They really don't. I don't get me wrong. They mean something to someone, but in reality, what I have to do is I have to be able to learn how to communicate with my clients, just getting on their level, right? Sometimes when you live, eat, breathe, sleep, fitness and health and nutrition, you tend to kind of think everybody else thinks that way. My first language is probably your third or fourth language, right? You're probably good at other areas in life. Let's say your career, your profession, this and that. And I wouldn't understand what you're saying. So that's why it's so important to kind of just get on my level. That's why I get on your levels. In addition, health is so important. I'm getting goosebumps saying this. Especially since I own a fitness facility, I've realized how important it is in somebody's life. Most people abuse themselves. They just they work their body every single day. They eat like crap. They get little rest. They drink too much alcohol. They smoke too much. They do this, they do that. And I'm not judging here. But when they go ahead and they decide to put themselves first, I've had so many times where clients have just cried and opened up to me, because it's just like a release of all this shit they don't, you know, they're finally coming to terms with. And so my learning experience with that is that I'm not only running a business. I'm not only running something where it's a cash cow, right? That's such a secondary, third, fourth, fifth thing for me. I'm actually elevating and changing people's lives where they can do more, be more, say more, do all those things, right? After losing my fitness facility because of COVID, let me tell you something. You only appreciate things when they're gone. And I appreciate all my clients so much more now that it's gone. And I appreciate them not because of a cash cow machine. I appreciate them because I could actually invest in them and they were listening. Right? It's such a blessing when you get a client that actually listens and executes. So I miss that. We had over 200 to 300 members at the time, but one door closes so another one can open, right? Some things I would have changed. I probably have a lot more learning lessons, and I'll probably will keep sharing this along the YouTube channel, along the podcast. But so those are some of the things that came off the top of my head, right? It's just like to really, really care about your client, get inside their head, right? And that's what I kind of learned. And just be respectful of them, right? Like at the end of the day, they're living busy lives. They're not living your life, Ryan. They're living busy lives. So really try to dumb things down and make it easy for them, right? In addition, what I would have changed when I had my fitness facility, I would have probably doubled or tripled price, honestly. And I just want to be candid with you guys, because the more I charge, the better the clients respond and the more results they got, simply put, right? I would have actually created more of a one-on-one dynamic, but more of a group environment, right? Kind of like I facilitate with my online program, where we can all hop on a Zoom call, we can all hop in like a group, a little community thing, where we can all kind of talk about our problems. Like, talking about our problems is 50% of the battle, right? If you know you have one, you're 50% of the way there, right? Most people don't want to talk about it. Most men are disconnected from that, right? So more of a community aspect. We used to have DJ events. We used to have events. We used to have yoga events. We used to do all that stuff, but I would have elevated to the next level. I would have doubled down on working on myself. So I think in 2019 and 2020, Maddie and I, so my partner, my significant other, my wife right now, we actually probably spent, I would say, $100,000 to $200,000 just on coaching. And that's not just to say, oh, look, I'm flexing on you, I'm so smart. I'm just saying I would have doubled down. I would have probably gone and spent $500,000, because for every dollar I ever spent on myself, I made $2 back, right? For every minute I spent in the gym, I got 2 minutes back on my life, right? So anytime I put money into myself, or I put time into myself, or I put effort into myself, it's always a double back. So I don't know why I don't do it more, right? Sometimes I think you just need to be reminded more than you need to be taught, right? I'm getting goosebumps talking about all this stuff, because I usually have all this stuff scripted, but I'm just kind of going off the top of my head. I bet you guys are enjoying this. What else? In addition, I would have appreciated more of my facility, in the sense of I gave it tender love and care. I cleaned it. I washed it. I got the best equipment there. I did all that stuff. Just being able to actually enjoy the journey, right? I was always looking at the next thing. Oh, I'm going to help this client do this, right? And I got to get this done. I would have actually enjoyed the journey more. Right. So I think enjoying the process is such a huge thing when it comes to being a business owner, because there is no end destination, especially as being somebody who coaches people. There is no end destination. It's just me helping you ask yourself questions. Right. And the same thing with me. It's just me helping myself ask myself questions. So these are some of the learning experiences I had with the fitness facility. Those are some of the things I would have changed. I know there's a lot more. Okay. If you watch a lot of my podcasts, I know they're short and sweet. I try to make them short and sweet so you can get a bunch in at a time, right? But I probably will touch on this subject again in the future. If you do have any questions, concerns, I do have an email that I link below. In addition, I actually do have a private Facebook community where we have just men, for it's a private group where you can ask any questions and where we can continue the conversation further. I really appreciate you tuning in this one. This one was kind of vulnerable, because for a long time, it really hurt me that I lost my facility. And it's nothing that I could have done in the sense of determining COVID. We were a profitable company. We were helping people. I was actually helping my significant other, helping my family. I helped my father lose over 100 pounds. I helped my dad lose over, or helped my father and dad, help my father lose over 100 pounds, help my mom lose over 50 pounds, my family altogether, I think 200 pounds in total. So I was even helping my family out. So it was something that was really near and dear to me. But like I said, one door closes so another one can open, right? I always look back on my life and I want to make sure that I'm attaching positive meanings to things, not negative ones, right? And I kind of want to leave you with this one story if you're here to the end. There are two twin boys. Okay. There are two twin boys and they have a mean father. Okay. And the mother's not in the picture. They have a mean father. He's drunk and he abuses them. Right. And these kids grow up and one kid ends up becoming successful. Okay. Has a great family, has peers, has coworkers that respect him. And the other one turns exactly like his father and homeless. Okay. And an interviewer goes up to both of them and asks, why did you turn out this way? And the successful person says, because of my father. And the one that was homeless said, because of my father. You can decide in your life what you want to attach the meaning to. and how you want to attach the meaning to things. Remember that, okay? So I always try to attach a positive meaning to things because me attaching a negative one is only going to hurt me. So I want to say I'm standing tall. I appreciate each and every single one of you more than you could ever realize. Thank you. I will see you on the next one.